The following is for information purposes only and does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of News Radio 680 WPTF and the Curtis Media Group.
Time to start the show, making your home great on WPTF. As I said, it's a full show. You know, I've never come on the radio and said, yeah, we don't have anything for you. We don't.
Nothing good this hour.
Yeah, nothing good this hour. Go tune in somebody else. No. Sue Clement, the Senior Products and Service Manager with Duke Energy, is back. Sue, thank you.
Hi, Dave.
Sue drove all the way from Wisconsin to be here today. It did feel like it, yeah. You started out your day southern part of the state.
Correct.
And you've come here. It's a wonderful thing because you're promoting something that is very useful for us, absolutely crucial. We call it rebates, but yes, honestly, sir, it's just money. Yeah?
It's money back on something that you have to spend.
Right. Okay. So in that way, it's a rebate. Yep. But it's not like... I consider a rebate money back from the purchase, but it's not really. I'm going to purchase something with Brock, and you're going to pay me for it. Yeah?
A little bit, yeah. I'm going to give you part of that purchase
part
price
of that
back,
money.
Right?
And Brock Emmons, of course, is here. John Haynes is the head of sales and installation with Maynor Services. Tell me about the services.
Oh, we do plumbing, heating, and air and electrical. Thank you for letting me be here.
You're welcome.
It's a privilege. I really do appreciate it. But we do heating and air, plumbing, and electric. Been in business since 96. We love to support the community and do absolutely everything we can for the homeowner.
So. Plumbing, heating, electric.
And air conditioning.
Yes,
sir.
That's a good thing. He's giving me some advice on an area that needs to be air-conditioned in my own home.
Well, we're excited to have him on the show. We were talking about it in the hallway. We've been trying to get a well-established HVAC company on the show for quite some time. I know that's we've had a lot of callers over the past that have had a lot of HVAC-related questions. So this is a good opportunity to listen in and call in with questions.
It's weird kind of thing that apparently HVAC people are shy. not John. I'm not saying John is. I'm just saying other HVAC. Hey, want to come on the show? Nah.
Yeah, or they can come on once or twice here and there. But we've been looking for a good, well-established company for quite some time. So 96, you guys have been here for a little while.
Yep, been here for a little while. And like I said, we love to serve and do what we can for the homeowner. And partnering with Duke has been a blessing. So. All right.
Oh, you're part of the Duke program, too?
Absolutely, sir.
Oh, this is a good thing. Mm-hmm. Good thing. Brock, tell me about the program and the impact it's had on Triangle Radiant Barrier.
Triangle Radiant Barrier. Well, I was telling Sue about this in the hallway. We grossly underestimated how many Duke customers were going to find at Duke to find these Duke trade allies to work with. We were excited to be a part of the program, but really didn't know what to expect when it came to volume.
Right.
And we grossly underestimated that. Working with Duke has been an absolute blessing. The last few months, it's gotten to the point where we are getting phone calls from Duke customers anywhere between 8 and 12 a day are reaching out to us to ask about the Duke rebates and want us to come out and give them estimates for new insulation, sealing up their HVAC ducts, a few different options that we offer. But from what we're seeing, there's a lot of Duke customers that are taking advantage of this. They're trying to get in there and get this money back in their pockets.
All right, Sue, describe the program for me.
All right, so Find at Duke is our better version of, I always say, Angie's List.
Yeah, Find
at Duke. We are here to help you find a responsible and reputable company to help with any energy efficiency upgrades.
Right.
And on the back end, get you that rebate.
And when you've already vetted people.
Yeah.
Like John and Brock and their companies.
Absolutely.
And is that a long process?
It can be, but we take it very seriously. We want to make sure that if we're referring out a company, an independently owned company, to our customers, we want to make sure that they are fully vetted, licensed, insured, yeah. background check their employees, and are good partners, and they're going to take care of our customers. That's A number one. And these two companies have been in our program for a very long time, and they've been great partners.
That's great.
We're glad to have them.
See, I'm thinking that, the more we brag about this, Brock, the more likely it is that other people in your area are going to try to get involved.
I hope they do.
I really do.
Look, I've always been one for competition. I think competition builds strong market. So I want as many companies out there. I mean, if you're looking to turn the corner here, I would try to get involved with Find It Duke. Now, she is correct. There's a lot of red tape you have to get through. They do vigorous background checks.
Okay.
So it kind of forces you to be in very, very good standing across the board just to be involved with Find It Duke. So
yeah.
I try to tell everybody, get in there and get involved if you can.
Okay. That's from the contractor's perspective. From the homeowner's perspective, somebody like Brock comes in. It's not a Duke employee at first. You get a phone call or, you know, it goes through the chain and Brock gets identified or John comes out. And they look for what?
The customer's looking for what?
Yeah, no, these two fellas come in and they look for what? A deficiency?
They're going to look for, you know, depending on what the referral was for.
Right.
In Brock's situation, the customer wants to have them look at their attic insulation and
yes.
see where they can help improve that, level, and seal up any air leaks. That's the quickest hit for energy efficiency gains in a home.
Yes.
Right? And then they're going to want to know, you know, how much is it going to cost? Mm-hmm. And can I get a rebate for it? You know, those are probably the top three questions Brock gets.
Right.
Same with HVAC. Having to replace an HVAC system, most people don't really understand what they are. They don't understand how they work.
Yep.
They just know they keep them hot and cold. But
yes.
John can tell them and teach them all the different technology that's out there. You've got gas furnace, you've got air source heat pump, you've got mini split systems. So they're looking for education.
In a lot of ways, like I say, it's a rebate, but it's like a triangular system where we bring one of these companies in, they do the work, and Duke, in a very short period of time, I've been told, either gives a gift card or a series of gift cards or some way compensates
right.
the person. And in Brock's case, he's already described that if it's something simple, like blowing in insulation, that doesn't require a couple of guys and some time. If Duke is offering a rebate, the rebate is awfully similar to what the cost is.
It can be. Yeah, depending on the rebate category, sure.
John, how are the things with you guys? What are people asking for?
I think efficiency is a term that's extremely common in heat and air. You know, the higher of the SEER rating, which is your seasonal energy efficiency ratio. So we measure, you know, heating and air two ways. You know, you have the tonnage and then you have the SEER rating. Mm-hmm. The higher that SEER, the lower it's going to cost you to operate that piece of equipment. So when we go to a house, you know, that's one of the first questions we ask. You know, what is it that you're looking for?
Yeah.
You know, are we looking for, you know, something that'll keep you comfortable where you can adjust the thermostat maybe a little bit higher, but we can pull out more moisture in the home.
Right.
You know, kind of like what we were talking out in the hallway in your garage. You know, if, just putting a dehumidifier out there would probably do worlds for you. You know, the SEER rating, you know, to a lot of people, that's everything. Because like I said, the higher it is, the less money you'll have to spend. And then you partner with someone like Duke. And on top of that, you know, not only do you get to save money on the front end, but now we can give you a little bit something on the back end to alleviate the overall cost of that piece of equipment.
And you can offer, you can tell the customer, and Duke will actually do something that will come off as a very significant impact on your bill.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Very good. We're going to talk more about this. We've got Sue Clement, Senior Product and Service Manager with Duke Energy. John Hayes, head of sales and installation with Mainer Services, and Brock Emmons, who doesn't have a title.
Nah.
At Triangle. He didn't need one. You know, the phone rings, Brock's probably going to help you. You know, but it's a big company. You probably don't answer phones all the time.
Not anymore.
But
no.
If there's a twisted situation, they call Brock.
That's pretty much it.
All right. This is Making Your Home Great. I'm Dave Alexander. This is WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
Great. Making Your Home Great on WPTF Live. For the first part of the show, the second hour will be a best of, an archived, excellent edition of the show. Sue Clement is here from Duke Energy. John Haynes from Mainer Services and Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. So what's that?
I got a question for John. How often are you guys going in and replacing ductwork in crawl spaces, air handling units in crawl space? I mean, full HVAC replacement. And then within a few weeks of the install, you have customers calling you saying, oh, there's a problem, it's sweating.
Right. So what we try to do to get around that corner is once we're done with an installation, we have a guy, he's our quality control guy.
Yeah.
So now he comes back out after to make sure that the homeowner's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
So if we have to put a humidistat down there, whatever that may be, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But that's why we always send out a quality control specialist. He'll talk to the homeowner, figure out, hey, you know, is your house, you know, above that 55% humidity mark? Well, typically 9 times out of 10, it's coming from the crawl space. And that's when we would link up with a guy like you, get you guys out there so we can take care of the homeowner the best way we know how to.
I know that's got to be tough for HVAC companies because the equipment's fine. It's installed correctly. It's working the way it's supposed to be working.
Yes.
But it's in a really humid environment down there, so it can sweat. And they always they almost fall back on, you guys must have done it wrong, and
always.
You have to explain, no, right. This is what's causing that.
Well, and everything now is so efficient. You know, the good old days are gone. So it doesn't matter if you get the 14 SEER piece of equipment. It's still going to be able to pull up from the crawl floor. You know, so anytime that system's running, you're going to take that moisture underneath the house, and it's going to pull it up through the floor. That's why sealing your crawl space, getting some sort of barrier, A, for air quality.
Right.
B, you know, just to keep your system running as little as possible.
As I've always told people, if you hire a lawyer in these situations, you might qualify for instant condensation.
That's right.
it might be in your future because of course, if you run cold air through a tube underneath your house, it's going to sweat.
Absolutely.
Of course it is. All right. Absolutely. Sue Clement, Senior Product and Service Manager with Duke Energy. Talk to me about how much money we can do. Come on. I want dollars.
Good question. It depends on what you install.
All right.
So we have a lot of different varieties of rebates that we offer. The highest rebate amount we have is $2,500.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that is for what?
That is for a replacement of a air source heat pump to a geothermal system.
Hmm.
Do you guys do geothermal?
We do.
Okay.
We do. It's rare because not a lot of people are dabbling in geothermal anymore, but we definitely do.
Takes a little bit of an education.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely.
What are you, drilling down into the core of the earth and pulling the warmth from there?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
I'm making it up as a joke, and it's real.
No, you asked ChatGPT, didn't you?
No, I did not.
he does not know what ChatGPT is.
I don't use artificial intelligence because I'm not good enough at the old kind. Okay? So, Sue, is it really that?
Yes.
It really is. Okay.
Probably a little bit
it
more
is.
In depth, but, you know, that's
it
basic.
Is. Yeah, you did great. So that's pretty much in a nutshell what it does without confusing people.
Yeah, yeah.
We're taking it from the earth and we're going to cool it and we're going to heat it. So
That's a pretty cool system.
How does the Earth know how to do that?
Well, it gives you permission.
Never mind.
It gives you permission.
This is you started out giving me some scientific work, and I'm sure you thought when you decided to become an HVAC person, there wasn't going to be a lot of math. Has it turned out to be you have a lot of math?
It's a number game. Yeah. No, that's it. Every day.
Okay. So, Sue, we can get a rebate for simply sealing the ductwork. Yes.
Yes.
How much is that?
That is $350.
$350 for Brock to come in, or I guess John, to come in and put mastic.
Well, John is going to know a lot more about this than I do. You know, my installers, what we've noticed working in crawl spaces, working in attic spaces, a good majority of the ductwork that's installed is typically run over to a junction plenum or a junction box and held on with a big zip tie and some duct tape. That's kind of like a straw with a hole in it.
Yeah.
You know, so Duke is very smart. Duke knows, go in there and seal up all those connection points with mastic, which essentially hardens into a rubber after it dries for the most part. And now you fix the hole in the straw. So you're getting all the flow is moving very efficiently, effectively. You're increasing the airflow to the rooms. And the feedback we've gotten from the homeowners we've done it from is, oh, man, this duct in this living room, we almost never got air out of it. Now it's blowing tons of air. So it works. It's very effective. I'm sure you guys have been doing this for years.
Absolutely.
But it's pretty common to run into these existing homes where it hasn't been done, especially around the junction boxes, the corners, and everything. And
that's right.
So, as a public service here, you may be blowing cold air into your crawl space and not even know it.
That's right. Yeah, 80% of people in this area are. And
really?
Absolutely. Yeah, and then, you know, that's where you get those musty smells. Your house is a little bit dirtier than normal, dustier than normal.
Really?
We're probably pulling from the attic, pulling from the crawl.
Yeah.
That's why what he does is so beneficial to what we do. You know, if he can go in there and do what he does, then we look like champions.
See, and then Duke swoops in and gives the rebate.
Here's money. Duke is here with your checks.
That's right.
Another $700 for the attic insulation.
Okay. Because I'm so money-oriented today, how does this get delivered to me? It's not off my fuel bill.
Correct.
Right. What is it?
Our rebates are provided to customers through two choices. So we give them a prepaid debit card that they can use when they go grocery shopping or wherever. And then we also offer a virtual reward, which is really basically an email that the customers are going to get. They will register it online, and then they can use it in their mobile wallet. They can shop with it on Amazon.
Yes.
Wherever they shop online, they can use it. It's just like a credit card. It has an expiration date, has the 16-digit numbers. So it's very easy for them to use.
It's real money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed trying to explain the digital version to my customers that are over 65, and they just look at me and they're like, just have them mail the hard copy. I'm trying to walk them through, and they're like, you lost me at the third word.
Just
please mail me the hard copy.
Just to ask them, did you watch Gilligan's Island when it was first run? Right? Do you remember who the Partridge family were? You know, if they say yes, just tell them about
the hard copy.
Cards.
They're getting them pretty quickly. Actually, most of the clients that I'm talking with are saying that they're receiving their check cards in the mail very promptly.
All right, we take a break. The news people are going to go nuts on me if I don't break. This is Making Your Home Great. FM 92.9, AM 680, WPTF Radio.
This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF FM 92.9, AM 680, and WPTF.com. Remember, if you missed any of the portions of today's show, we archive all of our shows as podcasts available wherever you get your podcast and on demand always at WPTF.com. Now back to our host, Dave Alexander.
With Sue Clement, the Senior Product and Service Manager with Duke Energy, or we've determined A, Senior Products and Service Manager. Yeah, you know, knowing Duke, you probably have a couple.
We have a whole team, yes.
You do have a whole team. All right. And John Haynes, Head of Sales and Installation with Maynard Services. They are HVAC, plumbing, and electrical. And they also participate in the Duke program.
Absolutely.
And Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, I just casually mentioned the humidity and just the fact that I need some air conditioning in my garage.
Mm-hmm.
And John said, oh, yeah, you need a mini split. Talk to me about a mini split.
Mini splits are great. You know, I've actually put one in my garage, and I've had brand new systems as well, but, you know, it feels better in my garage than it does in my house. Believe it or not. So mini splits have what's called inverter technology.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have you lift up that microphone. Don't worry. It'll only fall down again. Yeah. All right. Fine. Go ahead. It fell down again.
Yeah, it did. A little weak. But, no, it's inverter technology.
Yeah.
Inverter technology, all that means is, you know, we're going to have multiple speeds. You know, so mm-hmm. the slower we can spin that fan and the slower that compressor can go, the more moisture we're going to be able to pull out of the air.
Yeah.
So, you know, with less moisture in the air, now we can adjust our thermostat a little bit higher, and that's where you're really going to see the savings on your power bill. So instead of coming home every day overcompensating for the moisture, you know, we're bumping it down to 70 degrees, 69.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that anymore. You can keep it at 74, 75, 76. No moisture in the air. You're going to feel a lot more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is great. That's what I need.
It's all you need.
Is some system like that. And then, of course, in the winter, I'm going to need to heat the place.
Absolutely, and it'll do the same thing.
Yes,
now, sir. What kind of rebates? Are there rebates for the mini splits?
We do. We are really excited to offer brand new rebates coming out October 1st for customers who have existing air source heat pumps that they convert them to mini split systems. And depending on how their existing air source heat pump is operating,
mm-hmm.
if they replace it early before it fails and go into a new mini split for that whole home heating and cooling, they can get up to $2,400 for
that's
that
a big rebate.
Yeah.
That's a very good rebate. Now, I can't get anything from a garage.
Unfortunately not.
No, it's got to be living area.
It's got to be living.
That's
fine. Living area. So that's we can't give a mini split rebate for an application in a sunroom or just a single bonus room. We're really looking for that whole home conditioning.
Mm-hmm. Really? Okay. And mini splits, though the name is mini, they can go through for the whole home.
They can. I mean, we recommend, you know, doing it for smaller applications rather than larger, because then you're going to need multiple heads. Cost would be through the roof. But but they do work really well. They're very, very efficient.
Yeah.
You know, people overseas in all these other countries, that's really all they have are mini splits.
Really?
Yeah, just for that reason. So, but they are a very good piece of equipment, and we stand behind every mini split install we do.
I actually had a customer a few weeks ago, had a pretty standard 1,400 square foot ranch house.
Yes.
And he had two mini splits, one for each side of the house that they had ducted through the attic, so it was working just like a full size system.
Yeah.
He said the two mini splits cost less than what a full size system would have been.
Absolutely.
And there would have been rebates available to cost even less.
Yeah.
And he said the warranties on these things, I mean, those mini splits are lasting as almost as long as some of these bigger units.
Absolutely. And we do Mitsubishi. That's one of our main mini split brands that we like to sell. They're very, very reliable, but they come with a 12-year, you know, compressor warranty, whereas, you know, 9 times out of 10 is a 10-year warranty.
That's right.
So they back it, we back it as a company, and you can't get much better than a mini split.
Technology has gotten pretty cool.
Can Absolutely. The Mitsubishi people, outside the car thing, can they offer that on my Jeep?
I don't think so.
The compressor warranty is needed. You just charge me what you need to put that compressor on the car under warranty.
Well, Mitsubishi figured it out. That's why they're offering these big warranties because they know we figured it out. They are good units.
Yeah.
They really are.
Excellent. Solid. All right, Sue, what else? What other areas? There's small projects that can be taken care of, right?
Sure. We have rebates for replacements of water heaters. So if you have an electric water heater or even a gas, and you put in a new heat pump water heater, which is a water heater with a heat pump on top of it, super, super efficient, we have a $500 rebate for that.
And that will also cool your garage.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's true.
What?
Yeah, it will.
How will that cool my garage?
It's kind of the same way a mini split will. Difference is you get water out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, no kidding.
Absolutely.
And huge, right, now, huge energy savings. Yeah. They huge are so much
super
more efficient.
Now, you mentioned something, or someone did, about as long as it's working. Now, Sue, if my water heater busts in the next 24 hours, can I get a rebate to replace it?
Yes, you can.
I can?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good thing.
I also believe you guys offer rebates from going from an electric water heater to a tankless if they convert it over to gas, or is that?
Yeah, we can't give a rebate for gas.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that's why tankless are not eligible.
Gotcha, okay.
Well, that's unfair.
That's why it's exciting to have Sue on the show. These are the questions you like to ask.
What about an electric tankless? No rebates for electric tankless?
No.
Okay.
Sue, I'm going to, and I think we covered this in a previous broadcast. I can't actually get any sort of rebate for just clicking the lights off more frequently.
But you will save on your energy bill.
I will save them. That's exactly right.
Exactly. And turn those ceiling fans off when you're not in the room.
Really?
They are to cool people, not rooms.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I understand that. We had 4 fans going in the garage last night. Didn't do a darn thing, really. It didn't even dry off my shirt, which was, you know, that was a primary cause of humidity in my house at a certain point. Sue Clement is here, the Senior Products and Service Manager with Duke Energy. John Haynes, Head of Sales and Installation with Maynard Services, Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier. And John, talk to me about the range of services that you provide, that company, Maynard Services.
So we do heating and air, like I said before. We also have a plumbing department and an electrical department.
Yes.
We try to be your one-stop shop
right.
for everything. We don't, you know, like I said, nickel and dime. We, you know, is pretty much what it is. And we always encourage other people to get, you know, quotes. And if you guys ever need any help, you know, determining or you know, answering any questions with other companies and quotes, we like to, you know, blank it out, you know, mark it out, give it to us, and we'll point you in the right direction if you guys don't want to go with Maynard Service Company. But we're always willing to help. And I think that's the biggest thing for us that makes us stand apart from a lot of other companies is, you know, it's not always about Maynard. It's about the people. So.
Right. Duke, is there anything that Triangle Radiant Barrier Company can do or get a rebate for encapsulating crawl spaces?
Good question. I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Me too.
Unfortunately, we do not offer a rebate for that.
Okay.
Reason is our rebates have to be standardized and be cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
We're a regulated utility. We have to pass these tests.
Yeah.
And because of the variability in crawl spaces, mm-hmm. climate, condition mm-hmm. of the home, it's really hard for us to even get any kind of measurable KWH savings.
Yep.
It's really difficult.
To add to that, there's really nothing you're going to do to your crawl space that's going to improve the efficiency of the home.
Okay.
Now, there are things you can do to the crawl space that will help to improve the efficiency of the HVAC.
Hmm.
Which will make a little bit of a measurable impact on utility, but it's going to help prolong the life expectancy of the unit more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a common misconception. People are under the impression, well, my floor is insulated, right? Yeah. It's insulated to insulate my home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't lose heat through your floor in the winter. All the heat in the house is rising.
Okay.
You don't gain heat from your floor in the summer. It's 20 degrees cooler under the house than it is outside.
Right.
The reason the insulation is in the subfloor, contrary to what a lot of people might tell you, is it's to protect the subfloor from mold growth. Mold cannot grow in insulation. It's not organic. It can't feed off of it.
Yeah.
So a lot of crawl spaces you get into, it's got all the mold on the bottom of the floor joists. And as soon as you move the insulation aside, all the wood looks pristine. That's why it's there.
Really?
Okay. So when you encapsulate a crawl space, you insulate the exterior walls. You're required by code to condition the environment. So it's no longer an environment conducive to mold.
Yeah.
The insulation no longer serves a purpose. So you can then remove the insulation from the subfloor.
Yeah.
It's a big, long, drawn-out explanation to say, don't dump a lot of money into your crawl space thinking it's going to impact your utility costs. Duke is correct in saying that there is no way to measure that.
Okay.
If you want to impact utility, it is your attic.
Yes.
That's where you're gaining your heat in the summer. That's where you're losing your heat in the winter. It
right.
is your doors, your windows, your HVAC, your thermostat location.
That's right.
Can't tell you how many times I find the thermostat in a, right under a giant pull-down ladder in the hallway,
that's
big
right.
uninsulated hole in the
yeah.
ceiling.
Yeah.
It doesn't know the temperature in all the rooms of the house. It only knows the temperature in that hallway.
Yes.
Put in the door cover, utility goes down 20% overnight.
That's right.
Right.
It's some of these really goofy things that make the biggest impact, but it is not going to be crawl space related.
Yeah, our thermostat is in the same room, essentially the same room as the gas fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
So when we run that thing, the entire house becomes icy.
Mm-hmm.
And that one room is nice and warm.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right about that. All right, so I've been meaning to ask this of Brock, and I'm not sure that I'll get the kind of answer I want, but we'll see. Brock, is insulation in your house, the outer walls, is that to keep heat in or to keep cold out? Or during the summer, is
right.
that to keep the heat from coming in and for the cold from getting out?
So thermal boundary, when you're, let's just use the summer for, you know what,
yeah.
we'll just use the winter for example.
Yeah, okay.
The insulation's not stopping the cold.
Okay.
Anybody who's ever lived up north knows you can have a brand new house, a brand new insulation. If it's yeah. 15 degrees outside and your heater doesn't work, you can freeze to death in your own house.
Okay.
So insulation's not keeping out cold. Cold cuts through it like it's not even there. It's designed to retain and block heat.
Okay.
So in the summer...
Yes.
Very little heat comes through your exterior walls. That's why the code requirement is R15. That's 3.5 inches.
Yeah.
It's because there's not a lot of heat coming through the walls.
There isn't. Okay.
All the heat's coming through the attic. That's 145 degrees on
yeah.
a hot day.
Okay.
So it's about retention. You turn a heater on in that house, and you've got insulation on the walls, insulation above your head. It's going to help retain that heat longer.
Yeah.
That's how it's designed to work.
Okay. He answered completely. I had... I'm so glad. I don't understand any of that, but I'm so glad he did.
It's about the only thing I know about, but you know.
You're hiring him in your service company.
If you're ever stuck at a party with Brock Emmons, just ask him about insulation.
Yeah, I can talk about that all day.
Yeah, talk
That's about
that.
The only topic, but I got
right.
it.
All right. Sue Clement, the senior products and service manager with Duke Energy. John Haynes, head of sales and installation with Maynard Services, and Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, and I am your humble host. You know, Mr. Curtis installed a dehumidifier, so we're all feeling good about ourselves in this. This is Making Your Home Great on WPTF.
Thank you for listening to Making Your Home Great. If you have a question for any of our experts on the show today, call us at 919-860-9783. Now, back to Dave.
With Sue Clement of Duke Energy, John Haynes from Maynard Services, and Brock Emmons of Triangle Radiant Barrier, and we are talking now about smart thermostats. Again, it's not AI, is it? Please,
no.
I've got it.
Not
right,
yet.
Right.
I don't want it to be AI. I don't want it to, somehow start spewing insults toward me. Because that's been happening with
AI.
Well,
now I want that.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I want.
All right. So what is a smart thermostat?
So a smart thermostat is one that is, one, connected to the Wi-Fi. In
yeah.
your home, right?
Okay. Yeah.
It has a lot of different occupancy sensors in it that can detect your habits, your routines in your home, when you're home, when you're not home,
yeah.
How many people are there, does it need to ramp up a little bit more, can it ramp down? So it really does learn how your family is operating, and then it can adjust the system to save you energy. So that is what we... recommend customers to install with their HVAC system.
Yeah.
On top of that, we offer a $125 rebate for a smart thermostat that's installed at the same time that you replace your HVAC. So they have to be a combination.
John, do you do that?
Absolutely. Yes, we do. We're really big on smart thermostats. Like she was saying, they'll be able to learn your habits. The biggest thing, they'll give you a humidistat that's already installed, which will tell you the moisture reading in your home.
Yeah.
In North Carolina, it's so humid, you know, you want to ride anywhere between 45 and 55 percent. I tell people all the time, if it climbs over about 60, we know something's wrong, which is good. So you need to pick up the phone and make a phone call. They also have, like I said, IAQ readers, which is indoor air quality. It'll tell you if the air quality inside the home is great, poor, which is also beneficial. But we are very, very, very big on smart thermostats here at Manor Service Company.
Yeah, these are the things that can adjust to 74 at 7:45 in the morning when you leave the house.
Absolutely.
And then it'll, you know, get, you know, turn it back down about 45 minutes before you get home at the end of the day. They are fancy.
And it'll tell you your usage.
Yeah, that's
right. So you go, oh, no, it's ran 15 hours today, you know, whereas your typical thermostat wouldn't tell you anything. So it's great for the homeowner to monitor, you know, exactly how the performance is, you know, or how the machine is performing.
Does it learn, like, Sundays at 5 o'clock when the militia comes by? They're big, sweaty guys. And sometimes I need the air conditioning just to be automatically lowered.
You can set a schedule for it.
You
know, and it does have sensing features. You know, if you get really hot, you pass by it, or if the sun hits it, you know, whatever that may be. That's why what he was saying before.
Yeah.
You know, it's thermostat location's key. You know, so smart thermostats are very smart. So they're going to be able to pick up, hey, if there's any infiltration, if the sunlight's hitting it, and they're going to kick on automatically, you know, to make sure the homeowner's as comfortable as they can be.
Right.
And we're getting money back from Duke.
Yes, sir.
That's good. That's good. I like the fact that, for instance, John can install a hot water heater that's advanced, and it's better than the one I've got now, and you folks are going to pay me for it. Again, the rationale is what, Sue? Because you're paying us to do things which will lower our bill, which then eventually will lower the amount of money Duke makes. Why are you doing this?
The answer is we want to reduce energy usage, and that actually helps our grid. You know, we're doing it for the environment and for the grid. Imagine how many people are moving into the area. The load on our infrastructure is immense.
Yeah,
and we don't want to have to build a new power plant. So the key is to reduce, reuse, and save. Right.
Right.
The reinvesting is the best way I've tried to explain it to the homeowners that question it. Is this is a company that's reinvesting into the citizens of this area. They're putting it back into our community and giving us the opportunity to drop our utility cost and pay less money on monthly bills. For me, that's a big green check mark. I mean, I'm very happy that Duke stepped up to the table and they're doing this kind of thing.
Now, even though these two gentlemen never get involved in that, is there some solar advantage? Are there people on your program for solar?
We do. We have independently owned solar companies that we approve who can participate and get our customers who are interested in solar up to $9,000 in a rebate.
That's a big rebate.
That's good. Yeah.
That program is called the Power Pair Program.
Battery backup, right?
Yes, and battery backup.
The number here is 919-860-9783. It's kind of late in the show for me to just start mentioning the number, but we've got a couple of minutes. 919-860-9783. You know what happens at the end of the day? Dave runs out of questions. Please provide us with one. John Haynes is here. You know, you can always tell when I've run out, I start reintroducing everybody. John Haynes, head of sales and installation with Manor Services. How do we get in touch with Manor Services?
You know, just give our office a call. We'll direct you to the right department, whether it's a service, you know, you guys need, or if you need an installation or plumbing. We also have a pretty big new construction division. So if you're building a home, we can take care of you on that aspect too, with all your services. So,
Sue, would you remind our listeners, for listeners that are interested in trying to take advantage of the rebate program, what type of contractors can get them that rebate and which contractors cannot?
Good question. Thank you for bringing that up. So in order to get a rebate from Duke Energy, a customer does need to use a registered contractor with Duke Energy. Right. So they're called Smart Saver contractors. And if you're looking for one, you can come to findatduke.com and you can get a free referral for up to four different companies. And they'll come out and that'll give you an opportunity to compare quotes.
And the website is finditduke.com.
That's correct.
Bless you for finding a simple way for us to get there.
I was going to say, that's hard to remember right there.
And do we then have to go through you to get a contractor, or is there a list of contractors here at finditduke.com?
Well, there's not a list, but we will give you a referral.
That's good.
Through your email, and you'll get the company's name, yeah, and their phone number and their website, and then you'll be able to reach out and work with them independently.
Very good. And Brock Emmons, Triangle Radiant Barrier, how do we get in touch with you if not, you know, listening to the radio at 11 o'clock on a Saturday?
You can find us at Find It Duke. You can also find us on our website at triangleradiantbarrier.com.
Very good. The rebates, Susan, are capped at what amount of money?
The most you can get is $2,500 for an HVAC system, but if you include duct sealing on top of that,
yeah,
exactly,
could be another $350, mm-hmm, thermostat on top of that, another $125.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of money available.
And there's nothing on new construction because you're not burning any fuel now, right? You're not burning any electricity now, so they don't offer it on new construction.
Not through my program, but we do have a residential new construction program.
Oh, good.
That we can help provide rebates at the build time. So you have to have the design work done to create an energy efficiency home.
Ooh, right. Interesting.
Yeah. Take care, everybody. This is Making Your Home Great.